most farmers aren't opposed to green waste. They're just concerned about splitting their farmlands. We'd be calling on him when he is announcing a strategy. He said he will announce a strategy for developing green waste, that there will be a code of practice in it for dealing with landowners as well. That all the security concerns and all that will be addressed as well. That farmers will be able to conduct their day-to-day farming business without having the farm split up, let it be underpasses or whatever crossings is needed for them that they are, and obviously a compensation package where applicable is put in place as well for landowners.
And as you talked about the compulsory purchase order, is there a possibility that farmers could be exempt from certain schemes because of these greenways and the land has been taken away?
Under the current basic payment, there's no provision there to stack your farm entitlements. You know, and if the greenway was along a water course or something like that, there is certain measures in the GLOS scheme that you could be excluded from as well. So farmers would need to be compensated for those if that were to happen as well. In the past, you were able to stack, if you had 40 hectares of land and you lost 1 hectare to a greenway, you'd be able to stack that one on top of your other 29. There's no provision there to do that at the moment. You would have to go and either rent or buy another hectare to replace it, which might not always be practical or feasible to do. There has to be something done there as well for that. There's a number of those kind of issues that needs to be addressed before funding is allocated or provided for these greenways are commenced, that landowners are dealt with properly.